Today is an important day for the victims of rare conditions like Tourette syndrome, Huntington's disease, cystic fibrosis, and Parkinson's disease. President Reagan will either sign or veto a bill passed by Congress that would encourage drug companies to develop new drugs for rare diseases. Since so few people suffer from these diseases, pharmaceutical companies do not find it profitable to always develop these drugs, known as orphan drugs. This, of course, leaves little hope for the victims of ever getting well. Representative Henry Waxman is the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Health and Environment and was a major sponsor of the orphan drug bill. He's with us this morning from Washington. Good morning, Congressman Waxman. Has the president made a decision yet on the orphan drug bill?
If he has, I don't know what his decision is. I'm anxiously awaiting his determination whether he'll sign this bill. I can't believe that he would veto it, but he may.
Why would he?
I know of two forces in his administration that are urging a veto. The Office of Management and Budget is complaining they don't want to spend or lose the tax money that would go to the drug industry to produce these drugs. Of course, they don't get that tax break unless they work on drugs for rare diseases. And most surprisingly, the Department of Justice has come in and argued that there shouldn't be a study even to know about the impact of radiation from nuclear testing on the people who have cancer in Nevada and Utah and Arizona. I find that incredible, not to even have a study to know whether the government, in fact, was responsible for the injuries.
How much would the bill cost the government?
The bill would cost the government money that otherwise would come in taxes. We're not spending taxpayers' money.
Right.
And we give a tax break only if the industry works on developing orphan drugs, and it comes to an estimated $15 million a year. Now, that may seem like a lot of money, but it really isn't. And when you think about the human misery involved and the fact that people can be productive citizens and be able to pay in taxes if they weren't suffering and incapacitated from these diseases, we're really talking about a small sum of money where on a balance sheet it makes more sense to develop these drugs. Otherwise, these people have no hope.
What will happen to the orphan bill if the president today decides to veto it or pockets it?
Well, if he vetoes it, we'll introduce it again, and we'll try to get Congress to again adopt the legislation. And we can't even move to override this veto. I think we'd be able to override the veto if we could get a chance to bring it to a vote. But because there's a new Congress now, and the old Congress passed the bill, we can't override his veto. But should he veto it again in this next Congress, I think we'll get the votes to override it.
We'll see it come around again and hopefully some
positive
action.
Well, I hope he'll sign it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Congressman Waxman.
Thank you.